Coffee Break German, Season 2, Episode 2. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's, Andrea?
Sehr gut, danke. Und dir?
Sehr gut, danke. Es geht mir sehr gut.
Genau. Oder ausgezeichnet.
Oder ausgezeichnet. My favorite German word. I'm glad you reminded me of that one. No, mir geht's gut. Wie geht's dir? Und dir? We've got some interesting cases in there, but it's not the case that we're going to be looking at today in this lesson.
No, today we are going to look at the accusative.
The accusative, because we're looking at a particular topic that we've certainly covered before in earlier lessons of Coffee Break German. But in this case, we're going to be looking at it in a little more of a grammatical way, and so that we can then make sure that we're always using accurate, correct German when we're doing the very important topic of ordering drinks and things like that in a cafe.
Exactly, and that's one of my favorite pastimes. Einen Kaffee bitte.
Ausgezeichnet. So, let's get straight on with today's lesson.
Marc, bist du bereit?
Ja, ich bin bereit.
Also, los geht's.
Alles klar.
So, Marc, how do you order a cup of coffee in a coffee shop?
Could I just say, ein Kaffee bitte?
That's not bad, and you would certainly get a coffee. However, there are more elaborate and more polite ways to order a coffee.
Okay.
So, first of all, you said ein Kaffee bitte.
It's a der word, it's a masculine
yes,
word, isn't
it's
it?
It's der Kaffee. But we're talking here about an accusative.
Of course, because we're really saying, I would like a coffee, and the coffee is the object of our sentence.
Exactly. So, instead of ein Kaffee, what would you say?
If my memory serves me correctly, I think I would say einen Kaffee.
Sehr gut. So, in the accusative, the masculine indefinite article is einen.
Okay, so the word for a masculine word, when we're using this accusative case, is einen. We would therefore say einen Kaffee. Can you give us some other words that would be masculine that we might also order in a coffee shop, for example?
Yes, of course, there are many. For example, einen Rotwein.
Einen Rotwein, so a red wine.
Yes.
And so it's der Wein.
Exactly.
Einen Rotwein. Okay.
Or if you are very hungry, einen Kuchen.
So einen Kuchen, again, would be in the accusative case. So it would be normally ein Kuchen for a cake.
Exactly.
A cake, ein Kuchen. But if we're talking about it as the thing that we're wanting, being the object, then we can say einen Kuchen, yeah?
Exactly.
Can you remind us how we would put this into a more complex sentence, like, I would like a cake?
Yes, of course. So, I would like is ich möchte. Or if we want to be particularly polite, ich möchte gern.
Okay, so ich möchte, that's one of our modal verbs, isn't it?
Yes.
Ich möchte einen Kaffee, ja?
Very good.
Oder ich möchte einen Kuchen.
Genau.
And the more polite version you said was ich möchte gern.
Yes.
Ich möchte gern einen Rotwein.
Exactly.
Could I say, and I'm trying to think back to how we ordered drinks and food and so on, could we say ich hätte gern einen Kuchen?
Yes, that's very good and very polite.
Okay.
Ich hätte gern einen Kuchen, ich hätte gern einen Kaffee. And it also basically means I would like to have this.
Okay, let's go back to our article. So far we've been looking at masculine words.
Mm-hmm.
Kuchen, Kaffee, Rotwein. And with each of these, the article changes from ein to einen. When we're going from the nominative, the subject, to the accusative, the object, when it becomes the object, yeah?
Exactly.
Does the same happen with feminine and neuter words?
No, they are in fact very easy. They don't change from the nominative to the accusative.
Okay, so let's take a feminine word that we might order in a cafe.
Eine Suppe.
Eine Suppe. Okay, so that's a soup, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so I can just say, ich möchte gern eine Suppe.
Exactly. Easy.
We don't need to worry about the article changing there.
Not at all.
Excellent. I like that one. What about a neuter word?
Ein Bier.
Ein Bier. So it's a beer, just normally ein Bier. But if we want to say it in the accusative, ich möchte gern ein Bier.
Exactly. It just stays the same.
One thing I want to double check. Am I right in thinking that in German, when I order, for example, a glass of red wine or a glass of water, I don't need to say a word for of?
Yes, that is a very common mistake for English native speakers. In fact, we just say ein Glas Wasser.
Okay, ein Glas Wasser. Ich möchte gern ein Glas Wasser.
Yes, or ich möchte gern eine Tasse Kaffee.
Ah, so eine Tasse would be a feminine
cup,
word,
yeah.
A cup. Eine Tasse Kaffee. Now, that's interesting because it's the eine Tasse that's the feminine thing and the Kaffee is masculine, but we use eine Tasse.
Exactly.
Because it's a cup of tea.
Exactly.
Ich hätte gern eine Tasse Kaffee.
Genau, sehr gut.
Okay, some other examples perhaps.
Zum Beispiel, ich möchte gern einen Teller Suppe.
Right, I don't know the word Teller, but I'm guessing it's masculine.
Yes.
Because you said einen here.
Exactly.
And we're talking about Suppe, which is feminine.
Genau.
But the article that you're using, I think, is masculine because Teller must be masculine.
Genau. Teller is a plate.
A plate.
And for us, soup comes in a plate, not in a bowl.
Not in a bowl, okay.
So the plate is masculine, as you rightly pointed out. And then it doesn't matter what the soup is because it's the Teller that we're ordering.
That we're ordering. Okay, so ich möchte gerne einen Teller Suppe.
Sehr gut.
Okay. Are there other ways? I believe there are other ways to ask for things in this way. I'm sure we've covered other ways to do that in previous episodes of Coffee Break German.
Yes, you can ask somebody a favor.
Can you give us an example of this then, please?
Of course. Könnten Sie mir bitte einen Kaffee bringen?
I remember this. So we've got a few things going on here. I heard einen Kaffee, so we've still got our accusative in there. But you also used the sort of, that's a modal verb, könnten Sie?
Indeed, it is the modal verb können.
Uh-huh. So it's kind of like saying, could you?
Exactly. We use it in the conditional.
Okay.
Could you? Yeah.
And we also had some word order issues in there, didn't we?
Of course. Because we start with a modal verb, we take the main verb to the end of the sentence.
So the modal verb at the start throws that main verb to the end of the sentence, but we mustn't forget it.
Genau.
Okay. So I've got a question. Let's hear the whole phrase again.
Könnten Sie mir bitte einen Kaffee bringen?
Yeah, my question is about the pronunciation of the modal verb there, the part for saying could you. Can you say it one more time?
Könnten Sie mir bitte einen Kaffee bringen?
Now, for me, it's written, I know that it's written K-O with an umlaut, double N-T-E-N. Is that T not really pronounced?
You can pronounce it and there's no wrongdoing there, but many people would not.
Okay, so könnten or könnten?
Yes.
Okay, so könnten Sie mir bitte einen Kaffee bringen?
Sehr gut.
The bitte sounds natural coming after the könnten Sie mir?
Yes.
Could we put it at the end too?
We could put it at the end, but you can't forget it because otherwise you wouldn't be as polite.
Okay. So would it come after our infinitive at the end or
yes,
before it?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so we could say then, can you bring me a coffee, please?
Könnten Sie mir einen Kaffee bringen, bitte?
Or can you please bring me a coffee?
Könnten Sie mir bitte einen Kaffee bringen?
But we have to get the mir in before the bitte, yeah?
Exactly.
Okay. Let's practice this in some different examples. For example, could you bring me a soup, please?
Könnten Sie mir bitte eine Suppe bringen?
We're leaving some space for our listeners to repeat. Of course, you can repeat along with us. So I'll say, könnten Sie mir bitte eine Suppe bringen?
Sehr gut.
What about... could you bring me a plate of soup, please? Let's see if our listeners can work that one out. I'm thinking about it too. Could you bring me a plate of soup, please? I'm going to have a go at this one. Könnten Sie mir bitte einen Teller Suppe bringen?
Sehr gut, super. Könnten Sie mir bitte einen Teller Suppe bringen?
And it's the bringen that has to come at the end. We've got to remember it because otherwise we don't know.
It's either the bringen or the bitte that comes at the end.
Okay, good.
So, Mark, can we quickly have a look at one of the words in the sentences?
Ja, natürlich.
I'm interested in the little word mir. Do you know anything about it?
Well, we actually mentioned this right back at the beginning of this lesson when we were asking, wie geht's dir? Mir geht's gut. And that is, if my memory serves me well, a different case. It's to me, so it's the dative case.
Exactly. Well done.
So, könnten Sie mir, that mir is to me, it's the dative, but then the thing that we're bringing to me is the object of the sentence, and therefore that is the accusative.
Yes. Mir is also an object, but a different one.
Okay.
And that's why we have the different cases to decide who is doing what to whom.
Okay. Cases are something that we're going to be looking at in much more detail as we move through these lessons of Coffee Break German Season 2, yeah?
Yes, definitely. They're an important topic of the German language.
Absolutely. Okay, coming up after our break is a little more practice of the accusative, because I believe that we're going to now look at some definite articles too.
Ja, genau.
Okay, well, we'll be back very shortly.
Here at Coffee Break German, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Brauchst du mehr Übung? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your German to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect. Oder auf Deutsch, Übung macht den Meister. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman. Wir sehen uns hoffentlich bald.
Welcome back. In this episode of Coffee Break German, we are talking about asking for things and asking for people to give you things and bring you things. So let's take this a little further now.
Yes, we can use the same structure also with definite articles. I'll give you an example where this is appropriate.
Okay.
You are having lunch in a restaurant, but you need a bit more salt.
Okay.
So you're asking the waiter, könnten Sie mir bitte das Salz bringen?
So in this case, we're using the definite article, the word for the. We're not asking for a salt, but the salt.
That's exactly right.
Let's hear the German again.
Könnten Sie mir bitte das Salz bringen?
So, könnten Sie mir bitte das Salz bringen?
Sehr gut.
So, could you bring me the salt, please?
Genau.
One more time.
Könnten Sie mir bitte das Salz bringen?
Leaving some time for our listeners to repeat. Könnten Sie mir bitte das Salz bringen?
Sehr gut.
Okay. Now, let's change this slightly. If we are sitting around a table with friends, now, first of all, I don't think we would be saying könnten Sie. We would be using the du form there, wouldn't we?
Das ist genau richtig. With friends, we use the du form.
Now, can you remind us what that du form is for the könnten Sie version?
Könntest du.
Könntest du. There we are pronouncing that T, könntest du. So rather than saying, can you bring me the salt, perhaps it's give me the salt. Can you give me the salt?
Genau. Do you still remember the word forgive, Mark?
Is it geben?
Very good. Sehr gut. Geben.
Okay, let's see if I can see this then. Could you, to me, please, the salt give? Yeah.
Genau. About like this, yeah.
Okay, so the Denglish version. Mm-hmm. Könntest du mir bitte das Salz geben.
Sehr gut.
Let's hear it in good German.
Könntest du mir bitte das Salz geben?
And once again, we could put the bitte to the end, yeah?
Ja, zum Beispiel, könntest du mir das Salz geben, bitte?
Könntest du mir das Salz geben, bitte? I think one of the things about it is when we are trying to repeat these phrases, it's important to try to think about the rhythm and the pitch and the intonation. So it's always worth listening to Andrea and not to me, because obviously I'm learning German with all of you. But let's hear it one more time.
Könntest du mir das Salz geben, bitte?
Könntest du mir das Salz geben, bitte?
Genau.
Oder?
Könntest du mir bitte das Salz geben?
Könntest du mir bitte das Salz geben?
Sehr gut.
Okay.
Now, Mark, I have a question for you
about
English.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say, could you give me the salt? Or is there a nicer way to say that?
I suppose we would be more likely to say, could you pass me the salt, please?
Ah, I think we have something similar in German.
Okay.
And it's the verb reichen.
Reichen.
Yes.
Reichen. What's the verb to smell? I thought that was reichen.
Ah, no, careful. That's riechen.
Ah, okay. I remember a line from a fairy story. Ich rieche Menschenfleisch.
Oh dear, let's not go into this.
I think it was the giant in Jack and the Beanstalk who was smelling the human flesh. Mm. I smell the blood of an Englishman. That's the way I learned it anyway. Anyway, so coming back to this other word, which was not riechen, but...
Reichen.
Reichen. So could I say, könntest du mir das Salz reichen, bitte?
Das ist sehr gut, super. And what about if you prefer pepper to salt?
I think the word for pepper is Pfeffer.
Genau. And is it der Pfeffer, die Pfeffer oder das Pfeffer?
I am completely guessing here, but I'm going to go with masculine.
Sehr gut. Indeed, it is der Pfeffer.
So I would then say, könntest du mir den Pfeffer?
Sehr gut, super.
Reichen.
Genau.
I almost forgot my verb there.
Genau, also könntest du mir den Pfeffer reichen?
Könntest du mir den Pfeffer reichen, bitte?
Genau, sehr gut.
Right, so in this case we're talking about a masculine word. We're using the accusative case. Therefore we need to think about not der Pfeffer, but den Pfeffer, ja?
Genau.
Könntest du mir den Pfeffer reichen? And just for good measure, let's throw in a feminine word too. What's something feminine that we might have on the table?
Absolutely. Very useful at the table is obviously a napkin. Die Serviette.
Die Serviette.
So how would you ask for a napkin?
Okay. With die words, the article is not going to change. Is that correct?
In the accusative?
So könntest du mir die Serviette reichen, bitte?
Sehr gut, fantastisch.
Oder könntest du mir bitte die Serviette reichen?
Genau, könntest du mir bitte die Serviette reichen? Könntest du mir die Serviette reichen, bitte? Sehr gut.
Now, I think this is one of the most important things about learning any language and what we're really trying to do with Coffee Break German too, and that is give you the opportunity to use these expressions in a situation that you may find yourself in if you're traveling in a German-speaking country. Let's do a little bit more practice, because I think that Andrea has got some translation sentences, a couple of sentences to translate from German into English or English into German.
Genau. So translation is always good to think about the structures and also to practice your vocabulary skills.
Natürlich.
So I have a little sentence for you. We're in a restaurant and I'm speaking German and I'd like you to translate it into English.
Okay.
Ich hätte gern ein Glas Weißwein, bitte.
Nochmal.
Ich hätte gern ein Glas Weißwein, bitte.
Okay, so I think you're saying here, I would like, or I would gladly have, a glass of white wine, please.
Very good, sehr gut.
Ich hätte gern ein Glas Weißwein, bitte.
Genau, ich hätte gern ein Glas Weißwein, bitte.
Okay, what about a sentence from English into German for me?
No problem. We're still in a restaurant.
Okay.
I would like to have the fish with potatoes.
Right, so there's a couple of things going on here. Let's hear it one more time.
I would like to have the fish with potatoes.
Right. I would like to have the fish. So in this case, it's the definite article. It's the, not a. Let's start with the easy bit. Ich hätte gern oder ich möchte gern. The fish. I'm going to guess. I don't know whether this is correct or not, but I think fish is masculine.
Exactly.
Okay. The reason I'm guessing that is because I think you would probably have made the one that was going to be difficult.
Yes, I like sentences to be difficult.
So I would like to have the fish. Ich möchte gern den Fisch.
Super.
With potatoes mit Kartoffeln?
Ja, fast. The structure was correct, but the pronunciation was a little bit off. It's Kartoffeln.
Oh, okay. See that again?
Kartoffeln.
Kartoffeln.
Yeah, sehr gut.
So what was I saying?
Kartoffeln.
Right, okay. So let me hear the correct version again.
Kartoffeln.
Kartoffeln.
Genau, sehr gut.
Okay, that's...
Should I repeat the whole sentence?
Please do, yeah.
Ich möchte gern den Fisch mit Kartoffeln.
Ich möchte gern den Fisch mit Kartoffeln.
Sehr gut.
Now, there will be more translation sentences in the bonus episode, and we'll tell you more about that in just a little moment. Now, if you would like to take your German to the next level and make faster progress with all the language covered here in Coffee Break German, you can do so by using our bonus materials, and those can be found at coffeebreakgermanplus.com. That involves a transcript, a set of lesson notes for each of our lessons, a video version of the lessons, and those all-important translation sentences in the bonus audio materials.
And of course, you can practice your German further by joining us on Facebook. Imagine you're in a German-speaking restaurant and tell us what you're ordering. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman.
We are also, of course, on Instagram. That's instagram.com/coffeebreakgerman. And on Twitter, we are @learngerman. And that is about it for this episode of Coffee Break German.
Genau, das reicht für heute.
We'll be back again soon with more German for you. In the meantime, vielen Dank und bis bald.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.